Going the wrong way down a one-way street is never recommended, right? Of course not. It's illegal. It's dangerous. It's not a good idea. Once my husband and I were in Mexico, we were at one of those all-inclusive resorts celebrating an anniversary. My sister just happened to be in Cancun that same time, so we rented a Jeep and set off driving from where we were to downtown Cancun. All was fine until we started on the way back to our resort. We accidentally turned the wrong way down a one-way street. One thing to note in this story is we do not speak Spanish. As soon as we realized what we did, we quickly did a U-turn to get going back in the right direction. As we did, we saw bright flashing lights behind us. We stayed calm, handed over passports, and showed our resort wristbands. But still, you could tell the officer was not satisfied. I began freaking out a little bit. I started trying to explain in English with a bit of a raised volume, thinking that would lead to him understanding my English, that we were from out of town and it was an honest mistake. We had to do the U-turn to get back to our resort. It was at this moment, I believe he just sighed really big and waved us on. We knew we were going the wrong way and needed to turn around. This story leads us to the next practical way we can find refreshing, renewal, and rest this month. Acts 3:19. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Repent basically means to turn it around. Realize you're going the wrong way, making wrong choices for your life, and do a 180 and get right. This verse in Acts 3 is part of Peter's sermon after healing a lame man. He is talking to the Jews, reminding them they killed the Prince of Peace, Jesus. They were headed the wrong way. But because of the very death of Christ they demanded, that same death on the cross offered them grace and forgiveness if they would turn from their unbelief and believe. This repentance, turning to God, wipes out our sin. When that happens, chains are broken and lives are set free. You turn from following your own way and make a big U-turn to God's way and begin understanding more of why you were placed on this earth and what real life is all about. It's abundant and blessed and full of joy and peace and freedom from the cares of this world. The huge waves of mercy and grace that pour over your life as a result of forgiveness and turning your heart to God are oh so refreshing. Repentance leads to refreshing in your life. That's the truth. When you put your faith in Jesus, sins are gone and you are set free. Do that today, and you will be refreshed and find rest. I'm Lori Klein.